Welcome back to LFA TV Live with Hannah Faulkner. I hope you guys have had an incredible day so far. What an incredible episode from Mr. Joey Vontez. As always, speaking the truth and bringing the gospel straight to you guys here on LFA TV. If this is your first time joining us, I know we have a little bit of a shift. This week, my hour used to be 2 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Eastern, and now I am 6 p.m. Central. 7 p.m. Eastern. So I appreciate you guys continuing to join in with us. Make sure you guys share this episode with your friends and family. If you have Gen Zers, if you have young people, share this episode with them, because I do believe that we are seeing a resurgence of faith, of hope, of passion among the younger generations right now. Christian artists are topping the charts on Apple Music, Spotify. Christian music is topping again. Young people are wanting the truth. They want to know the truth. They've been fed this narrative for decades upon decades that there is this thing called evolution. Many of you guys are familiar with evolution, this idea that you come from nothing, you're going to nothing. Well, what does that mean? You're nothing. You're just a clump of cells and you're going to die like a dog. That is what the idea, this theory of evolution preaches, and whether they want to acknowledge it or not, that's what it is. And so when you teach, when you try to propagate through the indoctrination camps, as I call them, for decades to the next generation, that they have no purpose in their life, they're just clumps of cells walking around like zombies, and they have really no purpose for their life, you're going to see things like kids beating up elderly people. You're going to see violence increase among young people because they have no purpose, which is what's being taught and propagated by the educational system and Hollywood and frankly, all of these institutions that have rejected God and biblical principles. But I appreciate all of you guys. I appreciate you joining in with us today. Hit that subscribe button, share this episode with your friends and family for those who have not already, and definitely share it with your grandkids or some young people that can tune in and be able to get a little bit of knowledge of what is happening in our country. I want to do the Monday Win Report. I know it's Tuesday, but this is the Win Report, the highlight from yesterday, everything that went down yesterday. President Trump takes federal control of Washington, D.C. to clean it up and stop the crime. Democrats are now siding with murder and carjacking because orange man bad, right? It's amazing how he broke their brains, the guy says on X. Under President Trump and Cash Patel, the FBI has rescued 4,000 child victims and seized enough fentanyl to kill 115 million Americans. They have made 19,000 arrests, including 1,600 for violent crimes against children. And of course, the woke mob, the Communist Democrat Party, they just want to harp on President Trump for the Epstein files. Now, I do believe there's a little bit of some suspicious stuff going down with that. I acknowledge that. I believe that we the people want all the answers that we can possibly get. However, to disregard the fact that President Trump has locked up more child predators than any other president in the past, to disregard the fact that President Trump is the one who is finding, who is looking after and trying to locate the missing children, the unaccompanied migrant children that the previous administration lost, to disregard what President Trump is doing with the FBI, Cash Patel, arresting these child predators and putting them on the death row, to disregard that is so ignorant and truly just a blatant slap in the face to the American people, but also to these children, because we want the Epstein files. We want any part of the Epstein stuff to be released and to be exposed. But there are big issues right now that we need to be focusing on. Big topics, big issues, and also big wins that we need to be celebrating. And that one of those is the fact that President Trump, through the FBI, has rescued 4,000 child victims and has seized enough fentanyl that could have killed 115 million Americans. Another huge win yesterday, President Trump nominated Dr. E.J. Antoni as the next commissioner of the Bureau of Labor Statistics. Republicans gain another 6.2 thousand voter registrations on Democrats in Pennsylvania. It's going to be a red state by midterms, the well psychiatrist says on X. So exciting stuff. We are seeing people flood and flip their voter registration to red because they recognize that the Democratic Party is just a bunch of manipulative communists that do not care about anything but allowing and welcoming in criminals, known vile criminals, into this country and giving them a free ride, a free ticket to success. Okay, everybody, I appreciate you guys joining us today. That is the win recap from yesterday. We've got lots to discuss. I want to first talk about the public safety emergency and federalizing DC, what President Trump did yesterday as he declared as Liberation Day, which I believe was really exciting. It's the way our founding fathers intended this nation to be, and the liberals are losing their minds. They're freaking out that President Trump is federalizing DC. They're saying that President Trump is violating the Constitution, which is ironic because it's literally the way that our founding fathers intended DC. It was, I don't remember when the time they stopped federalizing DC or when they handed it over to the District of Columbia and to have their own people over it, but originally the executive branch was the one that was over the crime in the town and the District of Columbia. That's just the way it was. So President Trump is putting it back in the way that our founding fathers intended the District of Columbia and Washington, D.C. to be run. Okay, I want to show you guys this video specifically from Judge Jeanine, who has been laying it on the liberals. The liberals couldn't handle Judge Jeanine today and yesterday. She was laying out the victims, the individuals who were brutally murdered or were victims of a crime by these extremists, by these insane lunatics in Washington, D.C., which, of course, Democrats want to disregard that fact of the insane and skyrocketing crime rate that is happening in Washington, D.C. You have Nancy Pelosi, who decided yesterday to say that if we wanted to talk about D.C., if we wanted to talk about crime in D.C., we should have talked about January 6th. And Nancy Pelosi had the audacity to say that President Trump was the one who turned down the National Guard when she actually was the one and admitted it on camera. Anyways, I want to show you guys this clip of Judge Jeanine. She laid out the stats. She laid out the pictures of the victims and why it was so important of what President Trump is doing by federalizing Washington, D.C. Here we go.
By violent crimes in Washington, D.C. She's right now talking about teen crime. Listen.
Not solved. But what this makes clear to me is that there is a whole community that is suffering because of the violent crime in this district. And anyone who wants to tell me the crime is down and that we don't need an emergency focus on crimes of violence, all they need to do is take a look at this and talk to the loved ones and the family members of these individuals, all shot and killed long before their time. Now, over here are the individuals who were shot and killed under the age of 20, all teenagers in 2025. And the number here is 16. Again, all members of the minority community here. I don't know how many of these cases have been solved, but what I can tell you is, again, it's guns on the streets. It's individuals who are not concerned about accountability, who don't have any reason to fear law enforcement. I am here today to tell you that on behalf of all of these victims, all of these families, that they're going to be accountable, that we are going to make a difference, and that we are going to make sure that law enforcement is focused on these innocent, now silent victims of crime in the district.
Do you have a per capita breakdown? I mean, how does DC, if you're talking about the number of teenage gun deaths here, how does that compare per 100,000?
Anywhere else? All I know is we rank in deaths. 2 years ago, we were the fourth highest in the United States. I don't need any more statistics. All I need are people to recognize that these were vibrant human beings cut down because of illegal guns. I guarantee you that every one of these shootings was with an illegal gun. All right. And I guarantee you that every one of these individuals was shot and killed by someone who felt that they were never going to be caught. And I want to send a message that we are going to catch you, that we are going to change the laws, that if you're 14, 15, 16, 17, we're going to bring you into the justice system. No more.
Now, this goes on for, you know, several more minutes, and I would love to just sit here and watch with you guys Judge Jeanine, the now U.S. attorney for Washington, D.C., as she's shredding the fake news media as they're asking her questions. And she's like, I don't need to even give you any more stats. It's right here in front of us. And she says, I guarantee you that nearly every single one of these shootings happened because of this person obtaining an illegal gun. You know, Washington, D.C. has extremely strict gun laws, which we know don't work. If you look at every single Democrat run city, what do you see? You see very strict gun laws where people aren't allowed to defend themselves in case of an emergency. They're not allowed to carry them a firearm in order to defend their life from a predator. And so what does that do? Well, that empowers these criminals who will always, it doesn't matter what kind of gun laws or knife laws or what kind of laws you have in place, criminals, predators will do anything to commit the crime and to fulfill their gratification that they get off of killing people or raping innocent children. So to think that you can just ban all guns and everything's going to be fine and dandy is one of the most blatant, ignorant things that you could possibly believe. And now I would even suggest to you all that not a single person actually believes gun laws even work. Now, maybe an average citizen who just hasn't done any research and is just being used as a, you know, a puppet for the globalist agenda and being used as a puppet for the Democrats party. Now, I can understand that, you know, just an average citizen who's just very confused and uneducated on how gun laws work and how one being able to defend their life from a predator works. But the Democrats, they don't believe gun laws work, because let me tell you this right now. The large majority of Democrat senators and representatives that I have talked to in Washington, D.C., you'll start talking to them about these gun laws. You'll start talking to them about how, you know, you've got some high crime rates in this city, Washington, D.C. You look at all these Democrat-run cities that have extreme gun laws, and they have some of the most insane rates of crime. And you start asking, why do you think that is? And they're like, well, because the person didn't have a gun to defend themselves. They didn't have a weapon to defend their life. And so you start talking to all these Democrats and you get down to the bottom of it, and they actually do want to carry a gun. They just want the laws to apply to you, but not actually them. And so that's when you know that even the Democrats don't even believe half the stuff that comes out of their mouth. That's why Jeff Bezos and Klaus Schwab are flying in their private jets while telling you not to have carbon emissions going in the air, or not to drive your gas-powered vehicle. They want you to drive an electric vehicle and not fly on airplanes. It's all the globalist 2030, you will owe nothing and you will be happy agenda. But as Judge Jeanine was saying, now U.S. Attorney for Washington, D.C., was shredding the media on all of their lies and their propaganda about federalizing D.C. She said, this is it. I don't need to show you any more stats. I don't need to show you any more images. Everything is there for you. You know the truth. Now accept it and broadcast it on your station. That's it. And they refused to do it. So I want to read this to you guys as well. Trump liberating D.C., National Guard deployed to restore law and order. A lot of people are harping on President Trump, saying that he is not helping the United States of America. He's not helping this country, which I would protest against that immediately. And you don't, there really is no way to argue against that other than just showing them the facts. I mean, these people just deny what is right in front of them. But the Patriot Pivot said, and they wrote in their little article, that President Trump has declared Liberation Day in D.C. and seized federal control of the city's police while deploying the National Guard to restore law and order. He said, this is Liberation Day in D.C., and we're going to take our capital back. We're taking it back under the authorities vested in me as the President of the United States of America. I'm officially invoking Section 740 of the District of Columbia Home Rule Act. You know what that is, and placing the D.C. Police Department under direct federal control. President Trump has also ended the Democrat nightmare in nation's capital. He said, President Trump told reporters at a press conference with Pete Hegseth and Attorney General Pam Bondi that our capital city has been overtaken by violent gangs and bloodthirsty criminals with mobs of wild youth, drugged out maniacs, and homeless people. We're not going to let it happen anymore. We're not going to take it. Washington, D.C. will be liberated today. All of this was yesterday. Crime, savagery, behavior. Filth and scum will disappear, and I will make our capital great again. The days of ruthlessly killing or hurting innocent people are over, President Trump posted on Truth Social last night. In honor of Liberation Day, Attorney General Pam Bondi has taken command. She announced, her and President Trump announced that they will be taking command of the police department, and DEA Administrator Terry Cole will be the interim federal commissioner of the department. This ensures that real law enforcement professionals, not weak Democrat politicians, will be in charge of protecting the nation's capital, Washington, D.C. So this is huge. And not just not just that, not only did he declare Liberation Day yesterday and they are federalizing Washington, D.C., but the homeless encampments. President Trump also said that we're going to be removing homeless encampments from all of our parks, our beautiful, beautiful parks, which now a lot of people can't walk on. They've been very, very dirty, they have a lot of problems. So we've already started working on that. We're moving the encampments away, trying to take care of people. Some of those people, we don't know how they got there. Even some of those people are from different countries and different parts of the world. The article said that this is exactly what Americans want. A president who actually solves problems instead of making excuses. While Democrat mayors allow their cities to become homeless encampments and crime zones, President Trump is taking decisive action to restore order and dignity, restoring law and order. And I would agree that this is exactly what the American people want. I'm curious what you guys are saying in the chat. I'm going to check in the chat for a second. Someone said, do you feel safe when traveling to Washington, D.C.? Let me tell you this right now. We're our hotel, a month and a half ago, I was in Washington, D.C. I was lobbying with Women for Gun Rights on some of the bills and the provisions in the reconciliation package, the One Big Beautiful Bill. Unfortunately, many of the gun provisions in the One Big Beautiful Bill were removed due to the unelected bureaucrat, the parliamentarian, Elizabeth, who absolutely needs to be removed. Anyways, while we were there lobbying for these resolutions in the reconciliation package, there was a bomb threat at our hotel, and we all had to be evacuated because there was an international member that was staying at the hotel who received a bomb threat, and everybody had to be evacuated. Well, we're walking out. I'm walking with a man and his wife and some of the other people who were with our pro-gun group. And we're talking, and he's like, this is the time where I want to be able to carry a firearm. And this guy is a victim of a mass shooting. He actually was given an award because he saved over a dozen lives at the Las Vegas shooting that happened. Anyway, so he's like, this is the time where I want to have a firearm. So I will tell you this right now. While I can't necessarily carry a firearm, I believe you have to be 21 in Virginia, but in Washington, D.C., you can't carry a firearm. They have some of the most strict gun laws. You can't carry a firearm anywhere. And the amount of penalties and punishments that you will get caught carrying a firearm is insanity. It's absolute insanity and is 100% a violation of our Second Amendment. And that is why what I always give people. I say, listen, at the end of the day, you can use all these arguments of, well, this and that, and you know, what about how this person had a gun and they didn't go through enough background checks, or this person who was on drugs. Listen, at the end of the day, is it an infringement upon my Second Amendment, my right to bear arms? Is it an infringement upon my Second Amendment? Ask yourself that. And that's what I always encourage politicians, Republican, Democrat, Libertarian, whatever you want to be and deem yourself as, or even just an everyday citizen who's just concerned about the Second Amendment or they think that it needs to be eradicated. I say, is it an infringement upon my Second Amendment? Is what you are proposing into legislation an infringement upon my right to bear arms and defend my family from a tyrannical government? If it is an infringement, then it's absolutely unconstitutional. That's what we should be asking at the end of the day. Someone said, I voted for this. I 100% agree. Can you meet my friend Kelsey? Logan says, Logan, we can hope to make that happen. I don't know if we can make that happen anytime soon, but she's in Arizona. I'm in Tennessee. I live over halfway across the country from her. So I'm not sure when we can make that happen, but that definitely would be pretty incredible. Okay, to also recap, we're a little over 200 days into this golden age of America. One of the big, I guess, uproars that we saw from the left and even some of the conservatives, the never Trumpers, I don't even want to call them conservatives. They just love to make clicks and they just love to post anything that's going to get them clicks and get them to go viral and make a bunch of money off of spewing propaganda. Well, one of those things was saying that President Trump was not going to do anything good for our economy. The liberals and the Harry Sissons and the Chris Mowrys and the Adam Schiffs, all of them, Nancy Pelosi, were complaining that President Trump has done nothing for our economy. They were saying that President Trump is putting our economy in a worse position than it was under Joe Biden and Barack Obama, which anyone with half a brain knows that that is not true. How did the gas prices get so high? How did the egg prices get so high in the first place? Because of radical policies like Joe Biden. And not to mention, I know that someone's going to bring this up and say, well, what about COVID-19 when President Trump spent a lot more money because of the pandemic and all that? Listen, President Trump had a fake plandemic. He had a plandemic thrown at him because of the Democratic Party. So imagine where our country would be right now in 2025 under President Trump's first 4 years in office if he didn't have a plandemic thrown at him in his last few months of being president of the United States. Imagine how much better our country would be and what shape it would be if the Democrats, the communist Democrats, didn't throw a plandemic at his face. Anyways, the Lion reported that every income group did better under President Trump in his first term than former President Joe Biden. New economic data is showing, and Trump's second term is showing great gains as well. From January to June this year, the average median household income adjusted for inflation for the average family in America is already up a little over $1,000. That's a huge gain, said the Heritage Foundation, Stephen Moore, at an impromptu press conference on October 7th. Now, I want to show you guys this video. Some of you may have seen this, but this is President Trump presenting data with Stephen Moore, who works for the Heritage Foundation. I think this is very important to note as we are a little bit past the 200 days of this golden age of America. And you have seen the lunatics of the left and even some of the Never Trumpers constantly attacking President Trump for not putting our economy back in the shape they wish it could be. But this is Stephen Moore protesting against that. Here we go.
That's your money, and know more about your money and your life than probably anybody I can think of. And I want to thank Steve for being here. I saw this today. They came out. What he puts out gets a lot of coverage. And I saw some of them, and then he had a couple of others. And I'd like to ask Steve maybe to discuss a few of these numbers that were just released. I mean, literally just released. And then we're going over and we're going to do Purple Heart. We have some incredible, brave people that I look forward to. So we're going to do that right after this. Steve, could you say a few words about the various charts?
Thank you, Mr. President. So I called the president because I had some very good news from some new data that we've been able to put together that no one has ever seen before, and I'll just very quickly go through these. So I was telling the president that he did the right thing in calling for a new head of the Bureau of Labor Statistics, because this shows that over the last 2 years of the Biden administration, the BLS overestimated job creation by 1.5 million jobs. That's a, Mr. President, that's a gigantic error. And I don't know if she's, I'm not.
It might not have been an error. That's the bad part. If it was an error, it would be one thing. I don't think it's an error. I think they did it purposely.
Whether that, you may well be right, but even if it wasn't purposefully, it's incompetence.
Right.
Okay. So 1.5 million jobs overestimated. We have access to the some data that no one else does on what has happened month by month with median household income. This is based on unpublished Census Bureau data. It will be released sometime in the next 6 months, but we get an advanced look at it. And so I was telling the president, in his first 5 months in office, starting in January through the end of June, the average median household income adjusted for inflation for the average family in America is already up $1,174.
That's an incredible number. Yeah. Just came out.
So that's a giant gain.
And if I would have said this, nobody would have believed me. There's your number. We're doing well.
So the next one compares, we finally have the 2024 data on what happened with real family income in the United States. And so what I did was I compared the record and Donald Trump's first term with the Joe Biden first term. And you can see that, by the way, this...
Okay, so that's just a brief overview of the economy, where we are at right now with the charts topping, with the overall average median household income skyrocketing of a little bit over $1,000 so far, just 6 months into President Trump's first or second term, first 6 months of his second term. So exciting stuff we're seeing, and I expect that to increase and for the economy to continue to boom and to just exceed everything the Democrats and even the Never Trumpers were trying to spew of what was going to happen if President Trump were to get elected. Now, I want to show you guys this right now because it can't get any worse, right? You think it can't get any worse, and then you come across these articles, and I've got a few things, a few big things that I want to talk about, including the radical on the left. You know, you've got like some here and there that maybe they'll say that they support some things that President Trump does, and they're, you know, they just kind of toe the line, right? And then you've got, of course, the Omars. You got Ilhan Omar. You've got AOC. You've got Zohran Mamdani, who don't even, we don't even need to do much research to find out what they believe in. They literally just put it on their own X pages. They just say it out of their own mouths at their press conferences for the whole world to see. Well, the Democrats in California have received a lot of flack from the Trump administration, rightfully so, after President Trump signed an executive order, no men in women's sports, in February. And they have now threatened to pull federal funds from any state or organizations who refuses to comply with President Trump's very principled executive order, no men in women's sports. Well, a city council in the state of California decided not only to host a dude who thought he was a woman, A.B. Hernandez, and this is a man who has won multiple titles on the track, the girls' track and field. So not only did the city council in California decide to honor a dude who stole the opportunity from girls, who stole the medals and the awards from girls, but this state senator, you've got a state senator, her name is Sabrina Cervantes, also decided to give and present a certificate of grit and passion to a dude who thinks he is a woman and stole a medal as well as opportunities from young female athletes. Now, I want to show this to you guys so you guys can see it because I feel that I'm living in like George Orwell, 1984 thought crime. If you speak up, you will be silenced, you will be threatened. Like, this is what we're seeing. And the things that I find on a daily basis, it's like, okay, so they allow men and women sports. And then not only that, they actually applaud and they award men for stealing opportunities and women's dignity away from them. Sophia Lori, my good friend, said stealing opportunities from women is now considered progress by the Democrats. And they wonder why they're losing young voters every single day. It's because they honor men who think they're women over women. All right, this is the city council. Let me see if I can pull this up for you guys.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Recognition of A.B. Hernandez for winning CIF State Track and Field Championships. And we will be going to the podium, I believe, to present the award, the certificate. And then we'll have the senator come up as well. Do we have the certificate? Do I have it? Oh, I do. Okay. All right, let's go. So A.B. Hernandez, please come on up. So we are here to present you a certificate. It's not long enough for us all to share in. Normally that's what we do, but this says Certificate of Achievement presented to A.B. Hernandez. The Jurupa Valley City Council is pleased to recognize A.B. Hernandez for winning CIF State Track and Field Championships. Your preservation and dedication are a testament to your motivation to succeed. So congratulations on this outstanding accomplishment awarded this 7th day of August, 2025. Sign that. So congratulations. You're very welcome. And we give you an opportunity to address and make any comments you might want to. If you do, if you don't, that's okay. And of course, my other colleagues are more than welcome to make comments if need be. And then Senator Cervantes is here as well to present a certificate or an award. Come on, you can come up here.
Why don't I speak to everyone, and then we could do a photo, if that is okay, Mr. Mayor?
You can choose your path.
All right. Well, I want to just say good evening to everyone who's here in the council chambers. As your state senator representing the city of Hooper Valley.
Okay, I want to go ahead and pause this real quick. So you guys just heard from a city council member who honored A.B. Hernandez, who is the dude who just stole several different titles and awards in the state of California from women, from actual women. So the city council just honored that dude. They offered him a speech. They offered this boy putting on woman face to comment on the awards he just received. Now, of course, the boy declined, and I will gladly say that's because he's a coward. I mean, what are you gonna say? Yeah, thanks for giving me the award of passion and grit for stealing opportunities from young girls who genuinely have no chance in beating me because I'm a dude with testosterone and we are biologically and scientifically different. Is that what he's gonna say? No, of course not. So he, of course, declines to speak. I mean, it's a smart thing to do. I would have done that if I was putting on woman face. Declined to speak. I mean, what are you going to say to that? Well, this is the senator that I was just mentioning before I played that clip. This is the state senator. Her name is Sabrina, and she is giving a certificate, as she says, on behalf of California State Senate. Here we go.
I speak to everyone, and then we could do a photo if that is okay. Mr. Mayor?
You can choose your path.
All right. Well, I want to just say good evening to everyone who's here in the council chambers. As your state senator representing the city of Hooper Valley, it is an honor to be here before you. We are currently on summer recess, and so we have been traveling across Senate District 31, really trying to be in the heart of the communities, and just wanted to take a moment this evening to recognize A.B. Hernandez for their grit, their passion, and their dedication to the sport. We have two certificates of recognition on behalf of the California State Senate for your CIF championship. Of course, second place in the long jump and first place in the high jump and triple jump. I am just so proud to know that you continue to prevail despite all the noise out there, and you're focused on your goals and your dreams and your aspirations. We know how difficult it is to get to that level, to be an athlete at that level. And so again, your dedication and passion is an inspiration to so many. We congratulate.
So I want to see if I can pull up a picture of this coward dude. And I think what's even worse is those grown men who just handed a dude an award, a certificate on behalf of the California State Senate for stealing titles from women who have probably sacrificed a lot of time and energy to be able to get that title and that opportunity. But I think it goes beyond the titles. For me, this goes beyond titles. This goes beyond opportunities. This goes beyond scholarships. This is about common sense. This is about acknowledging biological reality. It's about acknowledging just the truth that is right in front of you, that this is a dude who is stealing opportunities, who is refusing to acknowledge, and worse than that, worse than this young boy who's refusing to acknowledge that he's a girl, it is the men who are in his life that are affirming him as a woman, saying, yeah, if you feel like you're a woman, then go play on the girls in a track and field team and go steal some titles. What sickens me to my core are the legislators, the city council members who give an award to this dude who's putting on woman face, who at the end of the day is just a failed male athlete who couldn't win against the men, so decided that he was going to be a woman and compete against the women. That is what it comes down to. Is failed male athletes deciding that because of all of these coward politicians and frankly idiots, okay, deciding to cower down to the rainbow sex cult and change their policies to ultimately at the end of the day put women's rights at the end of everything. I mean, they claim to fight for women's. What right are you fighting for? You mean the right for men to walk into women's bathrooms and watch them undress? The right for pedophiles to all of a sudden decide that they're going to be a woman and transfer to the women's correctional facilities? Is that the rights you're talking about? Oh, the rights for women to go murder the babies inside their womb? Because that's not a right. Murder's not a right. You know, all this verbiage, we've got to be very careful. The the language. I mean, there have been so many studies done around the way that people use language to manipulate and control. I mean, you look at Hitler. Adolf Hitler was very charismatic. He was very captivating, and he got a lot of people to catch on with what he was saying because of the language and the words that he used. Anyways, it sickens me to my core as I watch this. I was gonna see if I had a picture of this dude to pull up as he was stealing those opportunities from those young girls, stealing those titles. But I can't find a picture right now. But moving on from that, even more so, my dad sent this to me today, and I was like, all right, I'm gonna talk about this on the show. The libs of TikTok app, or not app, but libs of TikTok platform on X just tweeted this out. And they said, gaming company Roblox has reportedly banned this YouTuber. I've never heard of the YouTuber, but this was a tweet they put out. My dad sent it to me, and I was like, wow, this is actually really insane. If this is true, this is a big deal right here. Roblox, who is known for allowing child predators on the sites, the amount of times, I will tell you this all right now, if you are a grandfather, a grandma, if you have children watching this, keep your kids off of these gaming sites. And I know that's going to offend so many people. If you are an adult gamer, whatever, I don't care. But listen, these gaming sites are very dangerous. Where kids are, you can expect child predators to be. Anywhere kids will be, you can always, almost always expect child predators to also find themselves there as well. So you look at Roblox, it's being marketed to young children and teens. To play this game. I don't know all the ins and outs, but I do know that my siblings were getting on Roblox for a short amount of time, and we realized how degenerate the conversations were getting and how crazy and wild everything was, so we immediately cut it all off. But Libs of TikTok said that this YouTuber was banned from their platform, Roblox, for exposing child predators who were allowed to play the game Roblox. And I believe it's happening 100%. But the investigations have resulted in the arrest of 6 child predators. So because of this YouTuber being banned off of Roblox, they have done some investigations, and they have so far arrested 6 child predators that were allowed on the Roblox gaming site.
I have just gotten a legal complaint from Roblox. I'm not even joking. They have sent a cease and desist letter to me, and they've gone ahead and banned every account I own. And you might be wondering, what heinous crime did you commit to possibly deserve that? Well, what I did was get predators arrested on their platform. Actually, 6 of them. I got 6.
Okay, you guys should be able to hear me. I have no idea how long you couldn't hear me, so I apologize for that. Let me see if I can pull this back up. I have no idea how long you guys could not hear me, but I was on a roll there. None of you guys have commented that you couldn't hear me, so I wonder how long that was for. But anyways, crazy stuff. This guy literally gets banned for exposing child predators. Because of the investigations and because of him speaking out about being banned from Roblox, they have arrested 6 child predators off the Roblox app so far. So crazy stuff. Absolutely crazy. And I want to show you guys this clip real quick of the guy explaining what actually happened, how he got banned. The guy looks like a gamer, but this is what happened. This is the story. He lays it out, and then I'm going to show you guys the investigative piece. Someone said, parents, beware of Roblox. I encourage you guys to also beware of those. Beware of all these gaming sites, because again, where children are, you can almost always expect child predators to be there also. Here we go.
I have just gotten a legal complaint from Roblox. I'm not even joking. They have sent a cease and desist letter to me, and they've gone ahead and banned every account I own. And you might be wondering, what heinous crime did you commit to possibly deserve that? Well, what I did was get predators arrested on their platform. Actually, 6 of them. I got 6 predators arrested within the Roblox community. Some of them, the crimes are so heinous, I can't even say here on TikTok or wherever this is going. And the thing that's crazy about it is that Roblox has taken a more firm action against me, a person getting these people arrested, a person that law enforcement has made public statements saying that they are glad when people like me go ahead and give them information so that they can arrest these people. Roblox has said, not these predators. That is absolutely insane. And the other thing that's crazy about this is Roblox itself. It is a predator haven. There are games on Roblox like XYZ Public Bathroom Simulator. That's about 7 million visits, and the whole premise of the game is showering together with kids. That is the whole game. If you join it, you're going to see predators. You're going to see naked avatars. You're going to see people peeing and all this sort of weird stuff. If I was a parent and I saw that, I would be outraged. I would be totally outraged. And parents aren't aware of this. And it's so sad. I get emails from kids daily about all the horrible stuff that they're exposed to. I get emails from parents talking about what their kids were exposed to. And there are so many predators on this platform. It is actually unreal. So it's quite crazy to see Roblox go after me, a person trying to get predators arrested off of their platform, then the predators. Why? I don't get it. I don't understand.
Crazy, crazy stuff. And I honestly don't doubt a thing that this guy said, because the amount of stories, the amount of messages that I get from parents whose kids were on these gaming sites, specifically Roblox. Roblox is the one that I hear the most drama out of, but the amount of messages, the amount of emails that I have received from parents whose children were on Roblox, they were being messaged by child predators, they were asking for inappropriate pictures, they were asking for addresses, where they go to school, and just probing them for all of these different things. So keep your kids off these sites, and if they're going to be on them, protect them. Really keep a close eye on what's happening, especially these young children who are going to fall prey to a lot of these child predators. But glad that this guy, I'm glad the guy got banned to be able to expose Roblox for protecting child predators on their site. It's insanity, absolute insanity. But moving on from that, we only have about 18 minutes left in today's show. I appreciate all of you guys joining us here on the 7 p.m. Eastern edition on LFA TV. Make sure you guys hit that subscribe button. You are following us here on Rumble. Minneapolis Democratic Socialist Omar Fata vows to protect illegal immigrants from hostile Trump administration, he says. Now, he says this is also his top priority. Socialist candidate for Minneapolis Mayor Omar Fata has said that his top priority will be to defend undocumented residents, as he calls them, from the hostile federal government under President Donald Trump. Not to protect American citizens, but to protect illegal aliens, right? Fata was speaking to reporters when he made the comment after being asked what his top priorities in office would be. He said, they said, day one, if you were elected, what would be some of your top two or three priorities for the city? Here is the dude who does not need to be, I mean, this is, okay, I'm just going to keep my mouth shut there. I'm going to keep my mouth shut, but this is this dude who is running for mayor in Minneapolis and says his top priority is to protect undocumented residents, as he calls them, over Americans. Let's take a look.
Day one, if you were elected, what would be some of your top two, three priorities for the city?
So that's a very good question. So the first I would say would be a hostile federal government with not only Donald Trump in office, but he has essentially a trifecta, both chambers of Congress and a Supreme Court. And a lot of our neighbors, especially our undocumented residents, are very concerned.
Okay, so I'm about to say something that's gonna make a lot of you mad. Listen. There is a difference. There is a big apparent difference between an American at heart and American by a piece of paper. I don't care if you are a naturalized citizen. I don't care if you are a citizen by a piece of paper, a visa. A true American is someone who believes in our founding fathers, who believes in our founding documents, and believes in what has made this country great. And what is that? That is biblical principles. And I feel like I am a broken record by saying that. But this seems to be a controversial idea. This seems to be a very controversial concept to say that an American citizen isn't just a piece of paper. An American citizen is not just a stamp of, hey, you were born in this country, you're an American. No, an American is someone who has the values of what our founding fathers enshrined into our founding documents: life, liberty, the pursuit of happiness, our First and Second Amendment. Beautiful ideas that only can come from God Almighty, which is why our founding fathers intended this nation to be a nation founded upon biblical principles. But this socialist, this self-proclaimed socialist, says that the first thing he would do is to stop a hostile federal government, and with not only Donald Trump in office, but he essentially has a trifecta with both chambers of Congress and the Supreme Court. He says that a lot of our neighbors, especially our undocumented residents, are very concerned. What about the the American citizens that are concerned? What about the Americans like Rachel Morin's mom? What about the American citizens like Lake and Riley's family that are concerned because their children are being brutally murdered or attacked by illegal aliens that your administration allowed in for the last 4 years? Other priorities he then stated were public safety. However, he did not endorse the position to entirely defund the police. What he did say is that he envisions a public safety system that works for everyone. That means we have an accountable police force and a police force that is an important part of our public safety system, but making sure that when we call 911, we get an appropriate response. How about if you want the Americans, if you want American citizens to be protected, you let them carry a firearm and be able to defend themselves before 911 gets there? Because 911 can take 3 to 5 minutes. And in those 3 to 5 minutes, a lot can happen. But imagine what could happen if they were allowed to carry a firearm and defend themselves. Some have called Fatah the Mamdani of Minneapolis. According to Fox News, Fatah has been previously called Zohran Mamdani, who is running for New York City mayor, a friend and fellow Democratic Socialist of America. Notice it's of America, not for America, because you can't be a Democratic Socialist for America. It's an oxymoron. These two socialist candidates have very similar policy prescriptions, such as rent control policies. All right, so you've definitely got to keep an eye on all of that. And this is why it's so important that if you guys know someone who is able and willing to run for office, who is a solid conservative patriot, this is something that we need to be talking about. The fact that we have so many people who, I don't care if you're born in America. I don't care if you've got a piece of paper that tells me you are an American citizen. If your policies and your heart is not that of what our founding fathers and what our founding documents have, the principles, the ideas, then I do not believe you are an American. And that is going to offend a lot of people, but that's it. Oh, man. An American mutt, what about me? I don't know what you guys are saying in the chat. Some of you guys, I think I was born here and I've contributed to our country, and my family are all in the military, and we are true Americans. Sophie, I agree. If you believe what our founding fathers intended this nation to be, I would deem you as an American. You're an American. And again, there's a difference between being an American citizen and being an American at heart. And that's what we need to be separating, the differences there. Okay, huge win. I thought this was super cool. I mean, in honor of America's 250th birthday, we've got about 13 minutes left in today's show. I've got a few more things that I want to show you guys, including this resurgence of faith and hope among young people that we're seeing right now. They are tons, I mean, hundreds upon hundreds, I would say tens of thousands of content creators on social media, TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, that are coming out with Christian content, and they're gaining millions of followers because that is attractive to the younger generations, because they want something that is going to give them a purpose and hope for their life, and that is found within Jesus Christ. But Dana White has confirmed that the UFC will hold on July 4th a fight at the White House in honor of America's 250th birthday. And guys, I want to be at this thing. I want to be at this. I don't know how you could even get there, but this is so cool. Dana White confirmed on CBS Mornings that he will be doing this. Let's see if I can pull up this clip for you guys to watch. But he is definitely going to be hosting a UFC fight on July 4th in honor of America's 250th birthday. Let's take a look.
Of a July 4th.
Go ahead.
Fight. America's 250th birthday next summer.
Where at?
At the White House.
Okay.
It's a pretty big venue. Is that going to happen, Dana? What can you tell us?
It is definitely going to happen.
Oh.
I talked to him last night, him being the president, and I'm flying out there at the end of this month, and I'm going to sit down and walk him through all the plans and the renderings, and we're going to start deciding what he wants and doesn't want. But yeah, it's definitely going to happen. Well, think about this. When you were just asking me, you know, at the beginning how I felt about, you know, where we are today, July 4th, 250th birthday of the United States of America, live on CBS from the White House.
Well, so, all right, so Dana White confirming the UFC fight on July 4th in honor of America's 250th birthday. I'm pretty pumped for that, and I think that's definitely just a sign that we are still living in this golden age of America. Okay, to talk about this resurgence of faith and hope among young people. Actually, before we do that, I totally forgot to show you guys some of the fire clips from Caroline Leavitt today. going back for just a second before we get into the resurgence of faith, if we don't get into it today, we'll get into it tomorrow. So do not fret. We will get into it one day or the other. Going back to the economy for a second, Caroline Leavitt actually responded to the panickins. She said, ignore the panickins. Trust in what President Trump is doing. President Trump's America First economic agenda is working and putting money back in American citizens' pockets. Here is Caroline Leavitt responding to all of the panickins.
Continue to see positive economic reports across the board. Today's CPI report revealed that inflation beat market expectations once again, and inflation remains stable. Overall, inflation has run at a 1.9 average annual pace in President Trump's first 6 months in office. Prices for everyday goods continue to decline. Energy prices fell in July, including gasoline, which is down nearly 10% over last year, and propane, which is down 2.5% over last year as well. Egg prices fell once again in July and are down 20% since President Trump took office. Shelter inflation, the largest contributor to overall inflation, is at its lowest level since October of 2021. Wage growth for American workers is beating inflation once again. As inflation declines, this administration continues to be wholeheartedly committed to putting more money back into the American people's pockets. American real wages are up 1.3% over last year and have increased each month since President Trump took office. And small business optimism, according to this morning's report, has also reached a five-month high. Ignore the panickins and trust in President Trump. That is our motto here at the White House. The America First economic agenda is working.
Wages are rising, inflation is low, and President Trump's economic agenda is working and putting money back in our pockets as they had promised the American people. Now, I want to go to Adam Schiff for a second. Gunther Eagleman on X said, breaking, Caroline Leavitt just torched lying Adam Schiff and says the White House fully endorses holding this traitor accountable. The DOJ needs to deliver this for the American people. She said that the presidency said he wants to see Adam Schiff held accountable for the countless lies he told to the American people in regards to the Russiagate scandal. This is incredible to see the White House press secretary calling for accountability to be held and for this person, Adam Schiff, to be locked up, who lied to the American people and still is continuing to lie to the American people about the whole Russia hoax, the Russia collusion, which led to President Trump losing so many supporters during that time. But not just that, I mean, this is treason against the American people. And I want to show you guys Caroline Leavitt's response to the question in the briefing room. Here we go.
My question involves Russiagate. A whistleblower alleges that then Congressman Adam Schiff approved leaking classified information to smear President Trump's image during the Russiagate scandal. Does the president plan to investigate Adam Schiff? And what would accountability look like if more information confirms this report?
The president has already said he wants to see Adam Schiff held accountable for the countless lies he told the American people in relation to the Russiagate scandal. I brought Tulsi Gabbard out to this podium to talk to you about all of that. And this administration is taking accountability very seriously. As for this new FBI whistleblower report, I understand Kash Patel last night declassified a 302 FBI document showing that a whistleblower who is a Democrat, a career intelligence officer who worked for Democrats on the House Intel Committee for more than a decade, repeatedly warned the FBI in 2017 that then Rep. Adam Schiff had approved leaking classified information to smear then President Donald Trump over the Russiagate scandal. This is obviously a bombshell whistleblower report. Hopefully more people in this room will cover it as such. And I have a quote from the FBI director for all of you. He has said this: for years, certain officials used their positions to selectively leak classified information to shape political narratives. It was all done with one purpose, to weaponize intelligence and law enforcement for political gain. Those abuses eroded public trust in our institutions. The FBI will now lead the charge with our partners at DOJ, and Congress will have the chance to uncover how political power may have been weaponized and to restore accountability. That's what the administration is focused on, and hopefully we'll see some more media reports on this whistleblower allegation. If this were reversed, if this were allegations against the president or any of these cabinet officials, I'm sure everyone in this room would cover it as such. Elizabeth, go ahead.
Thanks, Caroline. After yesterday's action,
huge stuff to have the White House press secretary be able to say this in front of the media. And I did see today that it was MSNBC. I believe it was MSNBC was one of the only channels today who decided not to air Caroline Leavitt's press briefing, which is, of course, not a surprise, not a shock to us here at LFA TV. We're going to air it. We're going to show you Caroline Leavitt's speech. We're going to show you what the president is saying. We're going to show you what CNN is saying, because we want you guys to know the data, to know the truth of what is actually being propagated by all of these networks in this country. I appreciate all of you guys. Someone said, oh, Logan said in the chat, Hannah, Jeremy wants to go do an event in Iowa, an LFA TV event. When Trump goes there, will I go? I'm not sure, but I'm sure. I don't know my schedule next summer. I haven't looked that far ahead. But if there is an event, I will try my best to be there and be able to meet so many of you guys, especially the ones that didn't get to make it out to the ARC Encounter event for LFA TV. Okay, everybody, we've got a few more minutes left of today's show. We're going to have to get into the revival, the resurgence among young people tomorrow, because we only have a few more minutes left in today's show, and we're going to go on commercial break. Then I'm going to come back, have some final words to share with you guys, but make sure you guys hit that subscribe button. I think that there's like a primetime Pete Santelli report. I don't know how all the schedule is going now. I haven't been able to be briefed fully on all that, but I believe primetime Pete Santelli is up next. We're going to go on a commercial break, and I'll be right back.
Hey, guys, what's going on? I got an incredible offer here for you from Pure Health Research. This is going to blow your mind. Look, I know so many people out there, especially as we get older, we want to drop a few pounds. We lose a little energy. We lose a little testosterone. We lose a little, you know, estrogen. We just lose as we get older. Well, ladies and gentlemen, it's time to gain, and this message is just for you. Pure Health Research is on a mission to what? Make America healthy again. They are aligned with Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s mission, and I'm aligned with that. Their two best-selling health supplements right now that are leading the way is the Liver Health Formula. Over 100 million Americans are sluggish because of a liver that is riddled with fatty deposits. This can kill your metabolism, pile on pounds, make you feel tired. All that Liver Health Formula will take care of that. It supports your liver health with special nutrients like artichoke extract and milk thistle. This is one of the easiest ways to slim down. Next is the lymph system support. If you struggle with fluid buildup or swelling in your legs, ankles, been there, done that. Well, ladies and gentlemen, this one's going to be for you. The natural ingredient in the lymph system formula helps gently flush extra fluids and toxins out of the body. Right now, you can get a limited time offer, 35% off right now. 35% off by going to purehealthresearch.com and using promo code LFA. That's Pure Health Research. Right now, use promo code LFA and you'll get 35% off targeted products. I need something for this. I need something for that. They got it. And I want you to check out the reviews online. They are through the roof. purehealthresearch.com. Promo code LFA.
Okay, huge shout out to Jeremy Harrell for showing up there just to discuss a little bit about Pure Health Research. Pure Health Research and all the work that they're doing. I appreciate all of you guys joining us today. Make sure you guys hit that subscribe button, and I hope to see you guys all back here tomorrow, 2 p.m. or not 2 p.m. I wish it was 2 p.m. Listen, I've always told people, I'm like, I have so much energy. I like 9 p.m. But I really don't. I think 6 to 7 p.m. is when I'm ready to be on my computer writing or doing some research. So I'm going to have some more caffeine next time I come on and be able to give you guys a little bit more of a passion and energy that I thought I would have at 6, 7 p.m., but unfortunately, you know, I'm getting old. I'm getting old over here. Anyways, thank you guys so much for joining us. I appreciate all of you guys. Hit that subscribe button. Make sure you guys go check out all of our merch on LFATV.us, LFATV.us. All the stuff will be in the description below. Logan, thank you so much always for joining, for being such a loyal LFATV family viewer, watcher. I hope to see you guys and meet you all in person, those that I didn't get to meet at the ARC Encounter. Will you miss being at 3 p.m.? I will miss it, and maybe we'll go back to that someday soon. All right, everybody. Thank you guys so much for joining us. I'm excited to see you guys tomorrow. I can't believe it's literally the mid of August. Oh, by the way, huge shout out to my dad. Today is my dad's birthday. So drop a happy birthday in the comments. Can't believe I forgot that. August 12th, it's my dad's birthday. Happy birthday to my dad. And I appreciate all of you guys. Have an incredible rest of your day and stay tuned for the next show. They will be coming up, bringing the truth, the data, and showcasing all that is happening in our country. And in order to save this great republic that we are in. All right, everybody, God bless you guys.